Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. Sisters and brothers, it's time to start dreaming. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Hello, Sunshine. We are so glad to have you back with us today. Listen, if
Welcome
you have...
back.
I'm glad you got that in there. You know, sometimes I get on a roll, and I'm so sorry.
Listen, I step back because, you know, Spirit has taken over. You're delivering a message, and I don't want to interrupt that.
But I know He gives you messages, so you need to be sharing those messages,
I
too.
I do.
Beep, beep.
I do. Sometimes those messages are car analogies.
Sometimes they are car analogies.
But not always.
Well, this is going to be, I always tell Jared, y'all, this is so funny. I'm going to give you a little inside scoop on what goes on around here. We get ready to do the podcast episode, and I always say to Jared, this is going to be a quick one. You know why I say that? Because I really do believe in my heart it's not going to take a long time because I've got my notes and I think, but then, like Jared said, Holy Spirit takes over, or we just get fired up because we love you and we want to help you get the success you need. We are here for you. We are so here for you getting well and living in your freedom and your fullness. And sometimes I get wound up a little bit. And so it takes us longer and we end up sharing way more than we ever planned. And I'm not worried about oversharing. Y'all, maybe you haven't noticed, but our podcast episodes contain a lot of useful and step-by-step strategic information. And business leaders will tell you, don't tell people the how, just tell them the why. Why you need to get started. We're not going to show you how. We'll hold all that back for the inside. Well, we're able to tell you and share with you and show you a lot more inside our paid programs, inside our course that's coming up, and it may already be released by the time you're listening to this, and inside the membership. Why? Because of sheer time. We have more time in there with you. We can walk you step by step in a foundational way so that you're set up for these huge wins. But there's no reason to not give it to you now. I tell you the things that can give you these wins. You've got to start gaining momentum and getting wins. So we're not holding things back from you. Yes, we can give you more sequential things and take you by the hand and say, okay, do this, do this, do this, and answer your questions. And we're there to coach you. We can't do that through the podcast, right? But we can give you big pearls and big tools. We don't believe in holding those things back from you because you are children of God and you need to know what to do and you need to walk in freedom. And the enemy lies to you too much and you hear it all the time. And we got to squash that stuff right now. So here's the thing. You're going to go back and listen to episode 265 if you haven't heard it. And then you're going to listen to this. Pause right now, listen to it, and then come back and finish this episode. Okay, now I know that you're not trying to trick me and you're listening without listening to 265. If
technology,
you are.
Technology's gotten so good. We know.
We know. We are watching. No, seriously. You got to listen to it. Just listen to it. Now, what I want you to do is answer this question. Where's your notebook? Where's your notebook? Your dream notebook. You know, the one I mentioned in that last episode, how I talked about you need to start writing down your dreams and dreaming dreams and having God show you what to do. I'm not talking about pulling stuff out of thin air like, oh, I think I might like to. Well, maybe get into the Word. Are you spending time in the Word? You know, in Proverbs, when God starts talking about wisdom and understanding, one of the Hebrew words is umbilical cord. Having your umbilical cord attached to Him, it's like a tight rope that's woven. Yeah, I'm a nurse. I worked in maternity and with newborns. I saw what the umbilical cord looks like. It's like a stranded rope that's wound together and it gives strength and life. That's where the nutrients come for the baby from the parent. So that Hebrew word meaning umbilical cord is like understanding. Well, in order to understand what you're supposed to do in the future, you have got to have the cord attached to the Father. You got to have life flowing from Him to you. People are busy waiting. Okay, y'all, I'm getting wound up. I'm so sorry, but I love you too much to keep from you what is truth. You've got to be attached to the Father.
Gotta have that direct connection.
Yeah, to get the life flowing through you. And the idea is, how are you going to dream dreams and know what you're supposed to do? You're just going to try to, I'm just going to brainstorm and brain dump and whatever ideas I come up with. That's the business I'm going to start, or that's how I'm going to help people, or that's how I want to serve and give my time. No, you need to plug into the Father. There's a lot of good things you could do. What are you supposed to be doing? And this all comes after you're feeling better. But you start dreaming now. You start feeling a little better. You got two favorite meals under your belt, three favorite meals under your belt. You're going to start feeling better. You're going to have more energy. Use that little bit of new energy you have to pick up that notebook that you went to the store and bought. Because I'm telling you, you've got to have a dreaming notebook. I want you to get a dreaming notebook. If you're a man, they make very masculine, nice notebooks. Get you one. But make sure it's one you love.
Get a binder, maybe.
Yeah. Make sure it's one you love, though. Aussie masculine notebooks, binders, whatever you want to call it. Whatever it is, get it. Women, get one you like. I'm not talking about go to Walmart and buy one that you don't like how it looks and it's the cheapest one you can find. Your dreams are worth investing in. Start investing
something
in yourself
special.
Right now.
Get something set apart.
It lights you up when you pick it up. You like how the outside of it looks. You like the feel of it. Wait, don't wait forever, but find the right one. Don't pick up the first one you see or the cheapest one. Get the one that is going to have your dreams in it. Start spending time with God. I'm not talking about amassing knowledge. We live in a Greco-Roman society where people are all about amassing knowledge. There's a word called Shema. In most translations, it is translated, listen or hear. My child, hear, hear me, hear, hear.
Listen to me.
Right? And so in Greek, we think, oh, hear. He's saying hear, listen, give him an ear. No, the word means hear and do. Hear and do. It never, in Hebrew thought, never would they separate learning or hearing or receiving an instruction from doing it. Okay? So if you're tied into God and He's your lifeline and you're spending time learning and you're amassing knowledge in His Word, look, you could go to Bible college your entire life. You could be a pastor amassing knowledge who never walks in relationship with the Father. You were born for relationship with Him. You spend time with a person to develop a relationship and grow it, right? We've got to do the same thing with the Father. This is not about checking off a block and doing a Bible study. I'm talking about get into His Word and ask Him to wipe clean all doctrinal things you believe that may not be true. There's some doctrinal things that are true, absolutely. But I guarantee you there's been some lies planted in there that need to get out. Just say, Father, help me to dream your dreams for me. And in order to do that, I know I need to understand who I am as your daughter, as your son. And start looking for what He says in your Word. People say all the time, I just need a word from the Lord. I'm waiting, praying and waiting for a word from the Lord. You have a thick book on your bedside, on your shelf, filled with His Word. If you don't, by all means, get one. Pray for one. He'll bring you one. If you don't have the means to buy one, pray for one and He'll bring you one. You'll get His Word. There's free Word online. If you're online right now listening, get online and look up a free version. I don't care what version it is right now. Just get into His Word. Ask Him. Ask somebody you trust that can tell you what's a good version of the Bible, a solid version. Get into His Word, okay? And this is your bread. His Word is the bread of life, okay? You need the bread of life. Man does not live by bread alone. Neither does woman. Yes, it is so important to eat whole plant foods. Absolutely, 100%. But You got to have something you're building on in your life that is the true bread. These are the things that are going to last. So why did Jared and I spend so much time teaching about what you need to eat in your body? Because you can't live the life he called you to live when you were sick. You know, I asked God that a long time ago. I was on the phone with a friend. I remember out on our balcony when we used to live in Panama City Beach. And I was standing there talking to her and I said, I don't know why he's called. Why not something more significant? Like, why aren't we teaching the word, or why aren't we doing this or that? She said, Anita, we don't even have the energy to make room in our life to hear what God's saying or to do what he tells us to do when he says to do it. If our bodies are sick, we've got to be well and healed to feel like doing it, to have the mental clarity to process what he's telling us, those types of things. So it is so important that you plug into his word and you get that download from him, not to amass knowledge, but to grow in relationship to him, fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. How, if you loved somebody and you met a member of the opposite sex and you were falling in love, would you spend time with them to build the relationship? You've got to have time with that person to build the relationship. So don't just read it. Spend some time afterwards talking to him. What are you telling me here? Please, Father, show me what you want me to know. Speak to me. He will start speaking to you. He will absolutely start speaking to you. 100%, I have no doubt. Get your dream book. Start writing down the dreams. What dreams do you have for me, Father? I don't want to dream my own dreams. I want your will and your way in my life. I want my body to be healthy and well like you want me to be. He wants his people to be well. It's biblical. You want me to be well, Father, and you've led me here and you're showing me how to heal my body. Now, come into my spirit. Show me how to get what you've shown me through Holy Spirit into my soul, into my thoughts, my mind, into my emotions, how I feel, and into my will, into what I desire to do. Help me desire to do the things that you've called me to do. And help me to know what those things are. And you're going to start writing in that dream book. And you're going to fill up that dream book. And you're going to have so many things he's going to show you. It is going to be amazing. So listen, get the dream book. Get it. Because as you start taking these steps that we're showing you, he's going to take you on a journey that is going to be beyond your wildest dreams. You're going to have opportunities to meet people you would have never been able to meet before, who will help you to see your dreams become a reality, and who will help you to lead other people to freedom that they may never have had, or you wouldn't have had the blessing of helping them achieve their dreams. There are so many awesome days in store for you. Keep listening to the episodes. Go back and listen to the mindset episodes. Start wrapping your mind around what God has in store for you. And start putting into practice these very simple steps we share on how to eat whole food plant-based. Get inside Podcast Insider's experience. PowerOnPlants.com/PIE. That's PowerOnPlants.com/PIE. P-I-E. Get in there and start sharing your dreams, sharing your vision, sharing what's happening to you as you're getting into the Word, as you're plugging into the lifeblood and you're getting those downloads from Holy Spirit. The Father's going to show you. Submit your life to him. Walk in humility with him. Give up your pride. Maybe you've had some dreams before that you've dreamed up, or that have been planted some other way that were not from him. You've got to be plugged into him to know what the dreams are. Start plugging in as your body starts healing, and just watch and wait and see what's going to happen.
Or maybe he's given you dreams that you didn't think were possible, so you dismissed it. Those are too big, too lofty, or I just can't because of my current condition.
Yeah, because I'll never feel like
that again.
Well, and because my doctor has told me that I won't ever feel better because I'm going to have this diabetes forever. Do you have to have the diabetes forever? Maybe not. We're talking about type 2 diabetes. Right. Type 1's a little bit different, but still, that can greatly improve. I mean, there are some really amazing guys that have a podcast about that. Okay, these things can get better. Blood pressure reverses. Cholesterol goes down. Energy comes back. Pain goes away. What are you going to do then? We don't want you to wait until then to start dreaming, to start plugging into God and developing your relationship with him. As he's healing your body, get your spirit in alignment. Get your spirit healed.
Because this will help bring on the motivation.
Oh, man.
Because this becomes a big why of why you're doing this. Why do you want to get better? Why do you want to heal? Because mm-hmm. you want to see this change. You want to see transformation in the lives of others,
right.
Just like we want to see transformation
in
the lives of our patients mm-hmm. and lives of you listening to this podcast.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what we're all about. It is about time that we rose up and we were good stewards of the time that God has given us and the bodies that God's given us. But I don't want you to spend your time healing your body, taking these simple steps, and then not know what your dreams are. This is a really important episode. Start dreaming. And please, please come into Podcast Insiders Experience and lift each other up and encourage and grow together. Share your wins. This is about to get really exciting, y'all, because wins are about to go blowing through the roof, and I want you to be a part of it. I don't want you to miss it. Jared and I want you to be here with us as these things start happening, sharing together. I mean, you're just going to get excited seeing somebody else. Think about the times that you've thought about Whole Food Plant Based and you've read a testimonial, or you've watched a YouTube video where somebody gives a testimonial of something that they're getting results with this thing, right? Get on board. You do not want to miss this train. This train is going and it's picking up steam, and God is moving and he's doing incredible things, and you want to be a part of it.
This is absolutely a movement, and you may be the next testimonial. You'll go from reading testimonials to you then giving the testimonials. And what will that feel like? I'll tell you. It feels awesome.
It feels awesome.
It feels amazing.
It feels so awesome. And we're going to be there to high-five you and do the celebration dance with you. We are thrilled for you. I know I say this all the time on so many episodes, but really genuinely from the bottom of our heart, we are thrilled for you. And we are so happy you're a part of the Power and Plants family, but more than anything, happy that you're our brothers and sisters in Christ. We love being a part of your journey, and we can't wait to see you on the inside of Power and Plants. We can't wait to see you thrive. Post a picture of your dream book. When you get your book, snap a picture and post it.
Go into Podcast Insiders Experience and snap a picture and share it with us. We'd love to see it.
PowerandPlants.com/PIE. We will see you there.